Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston, at PBakerNYC on all the social media channels, at Instagram and Twitter. Today, we're going to do our follow-up on our MDIN365. I got to hashtag that. Hashtag MDIN365, our Million Dollar Challenge. Today, what I want to talk about is, you know, my progress. I missed the last installment, so it's going to be, this is 3 and 4, connecting with you guys. So I'm going to go straight into it, because this is more or less the journal of my road to reaching this amazing goal, I guess. So what I've been doing lately is reevaluating what I was doing and making some changes as to how I was going about doing business. And I actually, a few opportunities passed by my way. One thing that I did learn was that in any entrepreneur like position, whether you're in sales or you have your business, marketing is probably the bloodline of your business. Of anything is getting, you could have the best service or the worst service, but if you don't have anybody in the door, you are giving no service. And I had to learn how to generate leads in a more efficient way, as opposed to just networking and things like that. So I was able to make some adjustments as far as Facebook and purchasing online leads. And I did notice that, you know, it took me a while to really understand how to utilize the Facebook lead generation. But once I understand the language of the industry I was trying to promote at the, what I'm trying to promote, I realized that I have been getting more leads. So basically, in within a week, Facebook leads, I generated 17 leads. And that's just putting $100 into the campaign for that week. And then I ran it for about 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, the lead generation is picking up, and also doing online. So as far as the legacyfirst.org business, which caters to financial services, life insurance, legacy planning, retirement planning, things of that nature, that's kind of where I went. I went on the social media as far as Facebook, LinkedIn, and that's where I've generally been putting the push for that. And I've learned to key focus on my demographic and who they are when it comes to the particular business. As far as the podcast, I've been promoting it more on Instagram and Facebook as well. Not so much LinkedIn. I think I should do more LinkedIn, but I try to focus on the channels and not trying to do everything all at once, right? So that's really the key, is just kind of like figuring these things out. Also, I realized that when I released my book, My Best Month Ever, on Amazon, which you can still get, and it's at a discounted, a 60% discount right now. The key to that was I didn't put together a proper description. So I wasn't able to capitalize on, if somebody were to happen to just fall upon my page and read the description, would it entice them enough to make a purchase on the book? And what I did notice is that it wasn't competitively written. The copyright wasn't enticing enough, where if you saw my book versus another book of the same stature, that you would pick my book first. So I redid the actual copyright, and you can look at the description on My Best Month Ever, and I made it more about what the book is about and why you want to get this book and why it's a necessity to have this book as part of your program to help you become an entrepreneur or a better salesperson or, you know, better entrepreneur. But it's really key into what the book actually delivers, right? And what you will discover in the book. So you can check out the description. You can see that I did make a lot of a change. It was just a paragraph before. Now it is in very much detail, and it gives you the call to action and things of that nature. So I did implement a lot of the things that I was evaluating in the beginning to make the changes to grow myself. So those are the things I did on the marketing side as far as pushing myself towards this goal, $1 million challenge. And I, like I said, I continue to ask you guys, go with this goal with me. Join me on this journey. $1 million challenge. That's the goal. We're going to create that cash flow in 365 days. And, you know, share with me, especially on Instagram. Come to me on Instagram. Reach out to me at PBakerNYC. Hashtag when you're doing anything. Hashtag MDIN365. Let's build this community. Now, on another side is the educational piece. And one thing I did realize was that I was going away from the growth and development. So I was speaking at a few events, and I realized that, you know, I had acquired this amount of knowledge that maybe everybody doesn't have, but I still needed to grow. And I had, you know, kind of been stagnant on that piece of what I knew and not constantly challenging myself and educating myself and keeping myself updated on what's going on. And that is a big issue because that stunts your growth and it stops you from being able to better service your clientele. So I did do that. And now, you know, I've spoken events. I went to a couple of events with other like-minded entrepreneurs. And I'm just out and about moving around, hearing different ideas, what people are doing, and just growing because it takes a network. You know, even though a lot of times we're in sales or we're entrepreneurs and we're doing this for ourselves, and many of us don't have a ton of employees. You know, we're not like the Amazons with all these that we're funding thousands of employees. We may have a handful of employees or we may have none, right? We're doing it on our own. And the key to that is to find a network of people who is like-minded and trying to grow with you and just staying in contact and building relationships and learning and going to these events where you can learn and keep growing. So that's another thing that I've implemented back into my quarterly, monthly regimen of just being out there, going above and beyond to better myself. So that's my goal for the MDRT. So in MDRT, MDRT actually is the $1 million roundtable, which is for financial professionals. It's another goal that I'm trying to reach. But MDIN365, hashtag that MDIN365, because that means $1 million in 365 days. And, you know, financially, the goal has been a little stagnant because there's been some inconsistencies. But now that I see the lead flow coming in, I see for the next few weeks, I should start seeing a lot more consistency with business. And so that's my journey. This is my journal so far. And this is going to serve for, you know, Volume 3 and Volume 4. Because I kind of implemented all these things during those last 2 weeks. And it's been occupying my time in a such a crazy manner. So I thank you guys for tuning in. That's mine. Every Monday we will drop a new volume, a new update along the journey. So you're on this journey with me. Whether you want to get involved or not, you're going to see the growth and what I've become. And what this community becomes. Because we want to add value. We want to inspire more entrepreneurs. More people to be independent. More people to go out there and make their dreams reality. And I think this is the best way to do it as a community. And if we can get it together, I think this is a beauty. So that was my journey. I will take note that I did. There's some people I do want to interview that along this journey have inspired me. One is Heather Collar. I tuned into her. She had something great with this Vision 2020. Jason Kerr had a great entrepreneurial education mindset resetting program that I went out to and saw. James Johnson was another one. He's a young man from Southeast Queens that's doing a lot, and he had something about Buy Back the Block. It was a whole housing event. Sherry Pugh, who's been putting these Get Your House in Order workshops together. So I've been a part of a lot of different events that I was very inspired by, and there's people that are inspiring me that I listen to every day. Coach Rogers on Instagram. and so there's quite a few people. So I'm keeping this in mind, sharpening the iron every day, and just getting better at providing value while receiving value from others, because I want to make sure I give back as much as possible along this journey. I don't want to just wait till I get to one spot. As I learn it, I'll share it. And I hope you share some with me because I'm willing to grow with you. So join our Million Dollar Challenge community. Let's reach these goals together. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the CapitalCityPodcast.com. We will have episodes coming to you regularly. We want to do 4 days a week, but we've decided that twice a week is probably going to be more better. But we're going to keep dropping them. So when they come, just tune in because I don't want to give an exact date to when we're going to do shows. But we're going to try to do as much consistency as possible this year. And we're going to get back to doing some interviews with some great people. So stay tuned. YouTube channel is coming soon. We've been working on that. So stay tuned. Thank you.